الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal for the recitation of Durood e Pak, Salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam, there are many benefits. Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat Aashiq e Ala Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatum Aliya mentions in his famous book Faizan e Durood o Salam. He says that if a person recites 50 times Durood Sharif daily, if a person recites 50 times Durood Sharif daily, the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam will shake hands with that person on the day of Qiyamah. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, 50 times Durood, Salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam is not a difficult matter. Inshallah azza wa jal, try to recite maximum amount of Durood Sharif daily. Inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala, this Durood Sharif will be beneficial for us in this dunya, inshallah azza wa jal, in the qabr, inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala, and most certainly on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatun wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habib Allah. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam, a very famous name in the Islamic history, before becoming a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi was a very rich king. And it happened once that once Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi was in his palace, in his room, and was asleep. And whilst asleep, he hears the sound of footsteps on the roof of his room. So Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi goes out to the balcony of his room, and to his amazement, he sees a stranger standing on the roof of his palace. Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi asked the stranger, "Who are you?" No answer. "What are you doing there?" The stranger replied that, "O king, I am looking for my lost camel. I'm looking for my lost camel." Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi ta'ala says that, "Are you crazy? Are you crazy that you are looking for your lost camel on top of my roof, on the top of the roof of my palace?" A moment of silence, and then the stranger replied, "Yet, O king, are you crazy that you are sleeping in such a comfortable bed and making the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal?" The king tried to look further to see who this personality was, but within a few seconds, this personality, the stranger, disappeared. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi, the next morning, was sitting in his palace, in the courtyard of his palace, on a huge chair, on a throne. And he was still thinking and pondering about the stranger that came on the roof of his palace last night. And as he was thinking, a stranger walked past the courtyard and he says loudly, "What a beautiful Musafir Khana, what a beautiful traveler's lodge this is." The king, Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi, says, "O stranger, what are you talking about? What do you mean by Musafir Khana? What do you mean by traveler's lodge? Don't you know that this is my palace? And don't you know that I am the king of this palace?" The stranger replies, "O king, you say that this is not a traveler's lodge, this is not a Musafir Khana. Please tell me, who stayed here before you?" The king replied, "My father." "And who stayed in this palace before your father?" He said, "My grandfather." "And who stayed in this palace before your grandfather?" He said, "My great grandfather." And he asked the king, "O king, who is going to live in this palace after you?" He said, "My son." "And who is going to live in this palace after your son?" He says, "My grandson." He says, "Don't you see? Can't you see that this is a Musafir Khana? People come and people go. Your father came and your father went. Your grandfather came and your grandfather went. Your great grandfather came and your great grandfather went. You have come and you have to go. Your child will come and he will also have to go. Can't you see? Can't you see that this is a Musafir Khana, a traveler's lodge?" Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi ta'ala was amazed to hear these words of the stranger, and tears started to flow down his cheeks. And as he was thinking in amazement of these words of the stranger rushed towards the gate of the palace, and Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi ran behind him. Upon reaching the entrance of the gate, Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi says, "Oh stranger, wait, please wait. Tell me, who are you?" And this stranger replied, "Oh king, oh Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi, I am Hazrat Khizr." And Hazrat Khizr alayhi salatu wasalam disappeared immediately. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, this great king, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, became this great saint, Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi alayhi, which we talk about in the Muslim world, in the history of Islam, many a karamats, many a miracles of this great wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Immediately, Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi ta'ala, he called all his ministers, all his people, all his servants together. He distributed all his wealth amongst all the people. And Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi ta'ala left this kingdom of riches and went towards the jungle and lived his rest of his life in the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, away from the love of dunya. And one day whilst he was at the riverside in the jungle, Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi was busy sewing one of his torn clothes. Whilst sewing his torn clothes, two of his ex-ministers passed by and they're talking to themselves. They said, "Look at this person. How stupid he was that he left the kingdom of this world. He left all the riches to come and sit at the riverside and make the ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jal, to become a fakir." So when Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi heard this, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, he's wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When he heard these two ex-ministers talking about his life, he called them, oh persons, please come to me. And when they came to Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi alayhi, he had a needle in his hand. He took the needle and threw it into the river. And after a little while, he said, "Oh, the fish of this river, bring my needle to me." And when he said the announcement, when he announced to the river, "Oh, the fish of the river, bring my needle to me," thousands of fish came out to the tip of the water, to the tip of the riverside, to the front of the riverside with golden needles in their mouths. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah said, "Oh fish, I did not ask for these golden needles, bring me my needle." And then after a moment, a fish came forth and brought the needle of Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah. And when these ministers saw this incident of Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah, then they realized Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah ta'ala, subhanallah azza wa jal, left the love of the dunya for the love of Allah and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Salatan wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya habib Allah. Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam has mentioned the love of dunya is the root of all types of evils. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, look at this great wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi. He left the love of dunya, which is the root of all types of evils, and he went towards the love of Allah azza wa jal and the love of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala says that once we were present in the court of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam, and a person from the Ansar asked the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam that, "Ya Rasulullah Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is the most wise person? Who is the most wise person?" The beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, "The one who continuously remembers his death and he prepares for his death." Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. If we look at this lifestyle of Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi, who left his dunya, who left the love of this dunya and went towards the love of the akhirat, thinking about maut, thinking about death, left his life of the dunya and went towards the love of Allah azza wa jal and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he left hubbu dunya, the love of dunya, which is the root of all types of evils, my dear Islam brethren. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, we have realized from this story of Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi that what a great wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal chose him. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chose him from this kingdom of this dunya. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chose him from the kingdom of this dunya, which he was the king, and brought him to the love of Allah and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah. Hazrat Sayyidina Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi, he mentions that once a person saw the nur, the light of the sun, shine onto the wall. Once a person saw the nur, the light of the sun, shining onto the wall, and he fell in love with the wall. Why? Because of the nur of the sun, because of the brightness of the sun, because of the light of the sun on the wall, he was attracted and he fell in love with the wall. But when the sun set, the love for the wall was not there anymore. The love for the wall was not there anymore. Why? Because the nur of the sun had already set. That attraction of the love of the wall was not there anymore. Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah says that, "Oh dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel," Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah says that if the sun of our life sets, if the sun of our life sets, that nur, that light that we're looking about, the love of the dunya, will not be there anymore. If the sun of our lives sets, meaning the angel of death, takes us away from this dunya, from the love of this dunya, then we will realize that, alas, it was only the light of the dunya. It was only the nur of this dunya that took us away from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, took us away from the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Meaning that, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, it would be too late. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. We have to differentiate between the love of dunya and the love of akhirat. We have to know what is our need and what is our purpose. If we differentiate between our need and our purpose, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, we will get success in this dunya, which will lead us to be successful in the qabr, which will lead us to be successful in the akhirat, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. So need. What is need? Need is wealth. Need is a car. Need is a house. Need is your family. Need is the children. These are needs. But the purpose for each and every lover of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the purpose is the sole pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. That is the purpose. So we have to differentiate between need and purpose. And once we have differentiated between need and purpose, then inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, we will understand what is our reality in this world. We will understand what is our status in this world, what we are supposed to do, and what we are not supposed to do. Yes, if we kept the family, the wealth, our children, our money, our bank balances, our cars, our houses, as only a need, and only Allah and His beloved Rasul as our purpose, then we have completed our maqsad, we know what is our purpose, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, it will make us successful. But if we have made our purpose the dunya, if we have made the purpose our car, our bank balances, our wealth, our homes, our family life, made that our purpose, and made Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and beloved Rasulullah just a need, then we are in difficulty. We are going to be in disaster. Because why? This is going to lead to disaster in this world. This is going to lead to disaster in the qabr. And this is going to lead to be a disaster on the day of Qiyamat. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. A wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, an Islamic scholar once mentions that once a pious person who had an old pair of shoe and because the shoe was tattered and torn, he decided to throw the shoe away into the dump. And when he threw the shoe into the dump, the shoe started to speak. Yes, the shoe started to speak. And the shoe said to this person, "Oh man, today you found me useless. Today you found me of no purpose. And you threw me away." The shoe said again, that, "Oh man, let me tell you something. That when I was on your feet, when I was worn by you on your feet, when you walked through the thorns, I took the thorns on my chest and I protected your feet. When I walked through the stones, I took the stones on my body and I protected your feet. When the rains came, I protected your feet and I took the reins onto my body. Oh man, let me tell you something. That for the purpose what I have been created, for the purpose what I have been created for, I have fulfilled my purpose. And what was that purpose? My purpose was to protect your feet. And oh man, you being the servant of Allah Azza wa Jal, if you have not fulfilled your purpose, being the servant of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, then the shoe says, I, the shoe, am better than you. I, the shoe, am better than you. My dear Islamic brothers, and the viewers of Madani channel, just think for a moment. The shoe accomplishes its purpose. The shoe takes the water onto its body and protects the feet. The shoe takes the stone onto its body and protects your feet. The shoe takes the thorns on its chest and it protects your feet. The shoe accomplishes its mission. Whatever purpose it has been created for, the shoe accomplishes its mission. And if we, being the servants of our Rabb Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, being the Banda of our Lord Allah Azza wa Jal, supposedly supposed to be following the commands of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and following the Sunnah of the beloved Rasul Alayhi Salatu Salam, if we have not fulfilled the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul Alayhi Salatu Salam, have not accomplished our purpose, then the shoe, yes, the shoe, oh, the viewers of Madani channel, the shoe is better than you and me. That same shoe which we keep outside the masjid area, the same shoe which has all the dirt attracted to its body, because when it presses itself onto the ground, all the napak, all the dirt gets onto its body. The same shoe that we leave outside the masjid, in the shoe area, outside the wudu khana, the same shoe is better than you if you have not fulfilled your rights of Allah Azza wa Jal and the purpose of Allah Azza wa Jal, the purpose that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has created us. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, live in this dunya. Yes, live in this dunya, because Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala created us to live in this dunya. But do not let dunya live in you. Live in the dunya, but don't let the dunya live in you. Meaning that yeah, we are here. Take what Rabb Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has given us, the ni'mah, the gifts. Take the wealth, take the health, take the family life, take the children. Take what Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has given you, the gift, but don't take too much. Because when you take too much into the heart, then that will become destruction for us, that will become a disaster for us. Another example. Travel in this world like a ship on the ocean. How beautiful a ship sails on the ocean. So smooth, so beautiful. So travel in the dunya like a ship on the ocean. As long as the ship is on its level of the water, it's safe. But the moment drops and drops of water get into the ship, eventually the ship will become heavy with its load of water. And if it becomes heavy with the load of water, it means there's going to be destruction. That ship is going to sink, and people on that ship is also going to be destroyed. So love of dunya is like that. If you're taking from the dunya, take what you need, what is necessary. What Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has given us as a ni'mah, as a gift. Take from Rabb Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, use from the dunya. Take as Allah Tabaraka has given us, but do not take too much. Why? The more we take of hubbu dunya, hubbu dunya, hubbu dunya, eventually the love of dunya will create so much of destruction for us, it will become so heavy onto our load, and we will also sink and we will also be destroyed. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, we have learned from these following narrations about the importance of staying away from the love of dunya, about the importance of keeping close to the love of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. It simply means that too much love of dunya, we are heading for destruction. Yes, too much love of Allah Azza wa Jal. There's always love for Allah Tabarak. This is not going to be a destruction. This is going to be a rahmat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in this dunya. And inshallah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in the akhirah as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Tubu ila Allah. Astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. Allah تبارك وتعالى says in Quran Majid, Surah Takathur. Allah تبارك وتعالى says in Quran Majid, translation Kanzul Iman, the piling of more and more wealth has kept you heedless. The piling of more and more wealth has kept you heedless till you saw your grave, till you saw your qabr. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, there is a simplified way in order to check if we have the hub of dunya, the love of dunya within ourselves. An alim of deen gives us a beautiful example. He says, you want to do a check and balance system as to whether we have the love of dunya or we have the love of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. There is a check and balance system. And how do we use and how do we check this balance system? Very simple. He gives us an example of a fish. Example of a fish in the water. Did we ever see, oh, the viewers of Madani channel, oh dear Islamic brothers, have you ever seen a fish in the water? How beautiful it glides in the water from left to right, up and down, smooth sailing. It's enjoying itself in the water. But the moment you take the fish out of the water, what happens? It starts to shake itself. It can't take oxygen. It needs to get out of oxygen. It needs to get back into the contact with water. If it does not get back in contact with the water, the fish is going to die. Same is that person who has no love of dunya. He has the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. He has no hubb of dunya. And when he's in the ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jalla, when he's in the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when he's making the tilawat of Quran, when he's making durood paak upon Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he feels satisfaction, he feels smooth, he feels relaxed, he feels spiritually uplifted, he feels like the fish in the water. But the moment this banda, the servant of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala comes out of the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, he comes out of the tilawat of Quran, he comes out of the naat of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam, he becomes restless. He cannot take it in the dunya. He cannot take it in the dunya anymore. He feels that he's going to die. He wants to get back into the contact with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He wants to get back in the contact of durood paak upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. He wants to get back in contact with the naat of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. And as soon as he comes back in contact with the ibadats of Allah Azza wa Jal, he becomes like the fish in the water. Yes, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, this is how a believer should feel. This is how the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, the ashik of the beloved Rasul alayhi salam should feel when he's out of the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, out of his salah, out of ibadat. He must get back in contact with Allah Azza wa Jal's ibadat, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's zikr, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam's durood, salam upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, then only he feels like the fish in the water. He cannot take dunya. Today, we see, of viewers of Madani channel, we see every part of the world that people have become so much in love with dunya, they have become so much in love with dunya, that they will kill their own brother and own sister for the love of dunya. We have seen many cases. In South Africa, yes, people kill their own wives and own mothers and brothers For insurance policies. Astaghfirullah. For insurance policies. So why? They can get the wealth. What wealth? The wealth of the dunya. Which wealth? The one, the hubbu dunya, the love of the wealth of the dunya into the heart. They want to hold it close. They want to make the best of this dunya. Hubbu dunya. The love of dunya, which is the root of all types of evils. So my dear Stambril and the viewers of Madani Channel, wake up. Wake up before it's too late. Think, what Rabb Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has created us for? For the love of dunya or for the love of akhirah? All the viewers of Madani Channel, please remember, you can buy medicine with your wealth, but you cannot buy cure with your wealth. Yes, you can buy medicine with your wealth, but you cannot buy cure with your wealth. All the viewers of Madani Channel, you can buy friendship with your wealth. Yes, you can buy friendship with your wealth, but you cannot buy loyalty with your wealth. No, you can't buy loyalty with your wealth. You can earn fame. You can earn fame with your wealth. All the viewers of Madani Channel, we can earn fame with your wealth, but you cannot earn respect with your wealth. You can earn fame with your wealth, but you cannot earn respect with the wealth. Oh, the viewers of Madani Channel, you can buy the love of dunya with your wealth. Yes, you can buy the love of dunya with your wealth, but you cannot buy the love of akhirat with your wealth. You have to give your love to Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam fully, inshallah. But then you can give your wealth. But you need to give your love first to Allah and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Then you give your wealth to Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, which will be then accepted in the bargah, in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, inshallah Azza wa Jal. So my dear time brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, we have to differentiate between our need and our purpose. We have to differentiate between our need and our purpose. Purpose, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, will lead us towards Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul alayhi sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawat Islami offers you that platform. What platform? The love of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul alayhi sallam. Please, all the viewers of Madani Channel, please, you come to this beautiful revolution of the lovers of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, if you keep yourself close to this beautiful Madani Mahal of Dawat Islami, the ship of the lovers of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, inshallah, very soon inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, you will see a Madani revolution within yourself. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, you will see a Madani revolution within your family members. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, very soon you will see a Madani revolution within your town, your city, your country, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Dawat Islami offers you that platform. Please join the weekly istima of Dawat Islami in your country, in your city, in your province, in your town, whichever specified date it is, you should join Islamic Sisters. You also join the weekly istima of Islamic Sisters. Travel in the Madani Kafilas. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Madani Kafila is the backbone of our work. Travel in the Madani Kafilas. Fill in your Madani Inamat card on a daily basis and hand it to the area Zimadar on a monthly basis. This is Dawat Islami. Dawat Islami wants for you to be shining in the qabr, inshallah tabarak. Dawat Islami wants that when the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam comes into our qabr, the nurani figure of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the nurani face of our beloved Rasul alayhi salam, his nurani body, Dawat Islami wants that when he comes into the qabr, that inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, we stand up with respect and recite Mustafa jane rahmat pilahko salam. So the views of Madani Channel, wake up. Yes, wake up. Oh, viewers of Madani Channel, wake up. Before it's too late, get yourself connected to this beautiful Madani Mahal of Dawat Islam. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, being connected with Madani Mahal of Dawat Islam, inshallah, azza wa jal, is going to be benefit for us in the dunya. It's going to be benefit for us in the qabr, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala. And it's going to be a benefit for us on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah, azza wa jal. Allah karam. Aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ay Dawat-e-Islami teri dhoom machi ho. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Allah.